Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I had no idea what the draw was.
Really?
Not a clue. I only knew like who was on what side, obviously, because we were all playing the same day. Other than that, I had no idea. So I came off the court and she had already won. So at that point I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Hi, congrats.
Thanks.
I know we talk to you a lot about how well you do at the slams and sometimes it doesn't really matter how much you played coming in. But for you, does it feel like routine being this far at majors now?
No, it doesn't. It's always special and stressful and an experience every single time. And it's definitely something that I'm happy that I've gotten through to fourth rounds and quarterfinals now a couple of times, but it's never feels routine.
Madison, I saw an interview where you asked, when did you realize that you had made it as a tennis player? And your answer was that you didn't feel like you had made it yet. And I wanted to know that despite the success and the achievements that you've had so far, what is success to you and what would make you feel like you had made it as a tennis player?
I think feeling like you've had success and feeling like you've made it are two different things. I've obviously had some success and I'm happy with a lot of the achievements that I've had in my career, but I still have a lot of goals and things that I want to accomplish. So until those get ticked off, then I don't think I feel like I would say that I've made it.
And what are those goals?
That's just time. That's time. It's long and there's a lot.
You've had some big victories along the way in your career. I'm just wondering if you could maybe put yourself in your opponent's shoes today and explain what the challenges or difficulties are of trying to follow up a big win the next time out there.
It's never an easy position to be in. You obviously have a really great win and everyone's excited and all that, and it's sometimes hard to just move on to the next round. And I think sometimes you also, after you have a big win, you put a little bit more pressure on yourself. So it's definitely never an easy position to be in after having a big upset and then trying to mellow out and follow that up the next round.
There's two Americans in the quarters beside you and Sloane already, and Nitsimova's playing later, so she can make it three. Do other European players come to you now and ask for tips on how to play on clay now that America's got this
No.
so figured out?
No, they don't. It's really great to see, obviously, Sloane winning yesterday, and hopefully Amanda can have a really good match today. So it's really great to have so many Americans into, you know, not even just the quarters, into the fourth round with Sonia earlier today. So, yeah, it's a nice change.
And thoughts on Ash next?
It's going to be a tough one. I think she's obviously playing well to make quarterfinals, and I didn't get to see how she played today, but I feel like clay actually suits her game really well with her kick serve and her slice and all of that. So it's going to be something that I'm going to have a game plan set to be ready for.
You've probably spoken about this before, but if you would, you obviously had real good success on clay. How have you adapted your game? What have you done to address the clay court play?
I think in the past I've tried to go either stay as aggressive as I would on any other surface or go the complete other direction and get a little bit more passive and try to rally a bit more. So it's more just finding a middle ground and understanding that more balls are going to come back and not to panic or press more. That's been the biggest thing.
I don't know if you saw the Twitter thread that Andrea Petkovic had about sort of her favorite things she's seen at the French Open, and one of them included your win over Blinkova, or parts of that match. And I'm curious, what are the, if there's similar things that you've seen at this tournament that have sort of tickled your fancy in any sort of memorable way, just moments as watching, observing, whatever.
I feel like every slam, there's always matches or moments or anything like that. Like Wawrinka and Tsitsipas yesterday was incredible tennis. And then to see that whole match come down to Stan hitting a passing shot that's just touching, like, it's things like that that make tennis so special. And, like, I mean, like Andrea said, things can happen, and it's so up and down and crazy, but it's really fun to not only be a part of, but be able to watch.
Roger was talking about the game, and he said it was never boring, yet there's a lot of tedium, a lot of long practices and rehab. Talk about just the quality of boredom. Is it sometimes boring? Is it sometimes incredibly exciting? Talk about that.
I mean, I think every aspect of life can be boring at times. But it's also, like, it'd be exhausting if it was exciting all of the time. I think we'd all be dead as soon as we got onto the court. So, I mean, it's life. It's, yes, we live this amazing life. We get to travel. We get to play matches. We have highs and lows. But we also have to go practice every single day and do the exact same thing. So sometimes it can get monotonous, but it's also part of the routine and part of what gives you confidence when you go on the court.
Did you see Sloan yesterday against Muguruza? And if so, what did you think of that win for her? Because that was a tough match, obviously.
I was searching for it everywhere. I could only watch, like, a couple games into the second. And I thought she played really well. I didn't get to see the first set, but I thought she played really well. I thought it was good level from both. Obviously a good match to get through, and I thought the last game was crazy. But obviously really happy that she got through that match.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.